Welcome to the Garage Hockey Podcast. I am Felix Ricard, joined by my co-hosts, Nick Berger and Joe Berger. And today, we are discussing our way too early NHL predictions. I know that the NHL season is 2 to 3 months away, but here we are in a garage. We are making our early predictions, because why not? You know, free agency is basically over. The World Cup is only a month away. So here we are making predictions. Hope you guys enjoy. Let's get into it. I mean, in good faith, I might still take Taves before Hossa.
At this point in their careers.
But I wouldn't take him before Panarin. I wouldn't take Taves before Panarin.
No, neither would I.
Yeah.
All right, so we all have Kane 1 and Panarin 2, right?
And guess where Panarin was? 31st.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, 110 spots above Taves. Yeah.
So, we all have Kane and Panarin 1-2.
And then I'd probably take Keith. Because I'd rather have the best defenseman.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
So, we have the same top three.
So, but then I think between Taves and Kane, it's like, I would probably take Taves before him because of age.
What did you say Hossa shooting percentage was?
Like 4.14.
4.1. 5-on-5?
Yeah.
Okay. Because just looking at his overall shooting percentage, it's 6.8.
Yeah.
Which...
That's with the power play.
And actually, the year before...
Which isn't great.
The year before, it was 8.9.
Yeah.
Down from consistently 12.
Yeah.
So...
So he's... I mean, he's getting older. Like...
But, you know, like...
His shot's getting worse.
Two consecutive years where he's had dramatic drop-offs. So we might be seeing... Next year might be his last year.
I mean, the guy's 37.
Yeah.
That guy's played a ton of hockey.
Yeah.
Like, the Cup Finals in Detroit and Chicago and Pittsburgh.
I mean, all these years.
He's one of the best players. Is he a Hall of Famer? Like, probably, right?
Probably.
Yeah. But
well, maybe not. I mean,
there's a case to be made.
Oh, no. He's one goal away from 500. He's a Hall of Famer.
All I'm saying is, like, I just don't. Like, the Taves thing continues to fascinate me. Because, like, if I were to poll on Twitter tomorrow, I'm going to do this.
Do it.
Because of everything we've discussed.
I'll vote.
Where would you rank... Would you say Jonathan Taves is one of the 5 best players in the NHL?
No, I guarantee you,
though, that people would overwhelmingly say yes.
Like, if you put 5 options, he might be 1 or 2.
He's in my top 50.
Yeah.
Maybe. Dude, if we were to compile that list... I'd take Blake Wheeler before Jonathan Taves. Yes.
Are you building a team or just looking at individual players?
Like, best player available type thing.
Okay.
I skew more towards production.
How old is Wheeler?
26.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, well.
But I'm probably right. Man. Oh, yeah, so I was telling Joe that we should do our next... We've done our prep for the Central now.
Yeah, we have.
We know St. Louis and...
We know more.
We know St. Louis, Winnipeg, and Minnesota, and we just got Nashville and Chicago.
Oh, Wheeler's 29.
29?
Oh.
Did you create that new Twitter, Joe?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my god, Wheeler...
What's the handle?
Look at your followers.
Here's why you should love Winnipeg. Wheeler is one of the most productive forwards in the league, and he's making $5.6 million. But Winnipeg is a ton of cap space, 7.5.
All tied up in Matthews. No, wait, no.
You mean...
It would just would have been awesome.
Dude, like, and Ehlers, Marco Dano, they have so many good players on entry-level deals. Burmistrov is only making 1.5. A productive forward. Matthew Perreault is going to make 4.125.
He just re-signed, right?
Matthew Perreault, you want to know where his, like... He was... Slightly more productive than Taves last year.
I can see that.
Like, they have done a I don't know if this is by design, but they have done a fantastic job of getting good value for literally every single player in their lineup. Like, I can't point to one guy who's like... And Bufflin at 7.6?
Ever since Maurice took over, it was like a month after he took over. They were all in on that system, and... Everyone was working together, and like they were a well-functioning unit.
And if
And look, this is the last year of Pavlik. He's a UFA. Yeah. But dude, this top four.
Watch them re-sign him.
They have Hutchinson and Hellebuck, though.
Yeah. It doesn't seem likely. But Byfuglien at 7.6 is tasty.
I feel it.
Like, they made the right call keeping him over Ladd.
Yeah.
For whenever you look at him, you wouldn't think this, but he is a game changer.
Yeah. Dude, he is insane.
Here's the thing. Players like Ladd come around often. Yeah. Players like Byfuglien, I mean, Byfuglien burns.
Yeah. Just this
That's it.
Prolific offensive defenseman.
Yeah, with power.
He was on like Chicago's fourth line, right?
Yeah.
Dude, okay.
I think so.
If crazy. If Winnipeg played in the Pacific, they'd finish second. Maybe compete for first.
Very well.
You know what?
I mean, yeah, top three.
They're definitely making top three. Definitely.
I would take Winnipeg over the Ducks.
Granted that they start Hellebuck or Hutchinson, and not
even with Pavlik, dude.
And you know what?
Even with Pavlik.
Oh, yeah.
If we're diving deeper into this conversation, the Sharks have had trouble with Winnipeg the past couple of years.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're contending for the first spot.
Winnipeg's curse will always be that they play in the Central.
Yeah.
Okay. If I had to predict right now...
They should move to Seattle.
They shouldn't. If I had to predict right now, the Central...
The disgust was so real right there.
You know, all they have to do is the Nordiques have to come back. Detroit moves back to the West. Winnipeg moves to the Pacific.
Oh, Detroit would never have that, though.
God, ever. If Winnipeg played in the Pacific, I would be so happy.
It would be 4th of July for you.
Okay. Well, it'd be July 1st for me.
It would be July 1st.
Four teams in one division. Canadian teams.
Who you got? Central Div.
Oh, are we breaking it down?
You know what people forget about Nashville is they were one of the best offensive teams in the league last year. Like, they were one of the best at just consistently outshooting the opponent and scoring chancing their opponent.
Yeah.
Like, people forget that because they don't really have the names, but they play a system that
they have names that people should know. People should know about Colin Wilson.
So.
That office name.
Yeah.
Like, it's just Pekka Rinne, man. I just can't give them the love they deserve. But you know what? I think the presence of PK Subban makes Pekka Rinne matter a lot less.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Nashville first.
Yeah, that's a good call.
I'm going to say Nashville first.
We should give Pekka Rinne a lot of credit for what he's done in his career, but he's not the same goalie that he was.
You know, I am taking St. Louis second, though, because a team like Chicago who cannot sort out their too many men problem on a consistent basis, I'm not trusting during the regular season to be a shining beacon, a model team.
A model team.
Nashville first. Because St. Louis, like, yeah, they lost Backes and Brouwer, but, like, that's not going to sink them. Like, they still have there's still a lot to like on that team.
Especially with the young guys that they have, like Fabry.
They still have that blue line. Colton Parayko's going
to Fabry's going to be good.
Colton Parayko's going to get better.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out for Colton Parayko.
Jake Allen is a season wiser.
And he's not challenged for the starting job
Jake
anymore.
Allen.
It's his.
Jake Allen or Matt Murray?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Jake Allen. No, why are we thinking about this? Yeah. Jake Allen.
The point being, like, A, memory's a little overrated, but B, like, Jake Allen's really good.
Jake Allen's really good.
Either way, it's like a toss-up at best, okay?
Matt Murray had his growing pains in the playoffs, particularly against San Jose.
Matt Murray played...
He's 21.
Matt Murray played 2.5 really good rounds.
Yeah, but he's...
Struggled against Tampa.
But he's 21.
Looked ordinary, yeah. Well, I'm just a little wary of a guy who, like, has never been super highly touted.
And can't cover the near post.
But hasn't he been, though?
We'll see.
He has been highly
touted.
He played
well in the minors, but he's not like a Gibson or a Price who has all the accolades coming in, you know?
Yeah. Arthur Darville will grow as a goalie.
But everyone has been saying he's goalie of the future.
I mean, I believe it. They kind of don't have any other options. So they have to say that.
I mean, Fleury is like 30, right?
Oh, yeah. But, so yeah. Nashville won. St. Louis second. St. Louis maybe even first. Third is where things get dicey. Super dicey. Because you could go a number of ways here. I still got a lot of love in Texas.
You do.
I do. I mean, dude.
Why?
Oh.
Still a really good team, man.
It's a great team.
But I'm predicting a Jamie Benn drop-off.
All right. All
right. But Spezza. Spezza might be better than Jamie Benn right now.
Half of Dallas's...
Oh, my yeah! God.
Half of Dallas's points last year came in the first couple months of the season when their goaltending was actually serviceable.
Was league average.
Yeah. Like I said, serviceable.
Yeah.
That is not going to happen again. Like, dear God, are they going to be bad on the back end, especially losing two defensemen.
They score so many goals.
Do I need to remind you about Kari Lehtinen and Antti Niemi? Do I? Do I, sir?
Hey, Dan Hemhuis might be an upgrade over, like, the two guys they lost.
Russell and Goligoski?
Yes.
Demers.
And Demers.
Yeah, Goligoski's going to be tough to... But Hemhuis is still really good.
Yeah.
So they lost three defensemen and replaced them with one.
Yeah.
And they still haven't replaced their goalies.
Yeah, I mean...
And can't, because they're bad.
I think what they have to hope is that Klingberg takes the next step. Because he could be...
They better hope
he,
that.
He could be a rock back there.
How will he not, though? I mean, he's phenomenal.
The guy.
He's phenomenal.
He was up there in, like, shots on... Total shots on goal for the season in defenseman.
Every team wants him.
I love John Klingberg.
He's fantastic.
The hashtag analytics love John Klingberg.
He's fantastic.
Huh. Jordy Benn is actually not that bad either. But, yeah, I mean, it's not so much that I love their roster itself. It's just I know they can pile in the goals.
Yeah.
And they have the freedom to do so. And the sneakily underrated thing, I mean, this might change a little bit, considering that they're still working on re-signing Valeri Nichushkin. But they still have $6.5 million in cap space.
Mm.
So they could still potentially make another move.
What's Nichushkin
maybe
gonna get?
Chris Russell. Nichushkin. Let me tell you how Nichushkin produced last year.
Yeah.
Oh, 133rd. I'm guessing.
Do you see like 3 mil?
I'm guessing 4.
You're guessing 4?
Maybe 4.5.
Probably 4.
So that would give them like 2, roughly 2 mil left.
Dude, if they get him for 4.5, oh my God.
That's gonna look so good.
4.5 for 4 years.
Let's say they get him for 5. Mess around with.
We're looking at him getting like a $20 million between $18 and $22 million contract.
Yeah. Dude, Dallas needs to make a trade so bad. They're like a trade away from being legit scary.
Yeah, goalie.
They're a real goalie away from being extremely frightening.
Dude, you know what they really fucked?
Can you imagine they have Lundqvist?
What really fucked them over is that Jack Campbell never like turned into anything.
And why didn't he? Like,
because he just wasn't that good.
Yeah.
But between Dallas and Chicago, it's just a little tough for me. Because like, say what you will about Chicago's star power, but look at fucking Dallas's star power.
Let me rephrase this. Do you see Chicago as the first wild card team?
I could.
Really?
I mean, only because the Central is so great.
But you think Chicago would really get that low?
I mean, that could be not that low. Because the first four seeds in the West are probably going to be from the Central.
They might have, like...
Like, it could be a two-point difference between first wild card and third in the Central.
Like, they might have four of the top 5 point teams in...
In the league.
In the Pacific.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of... Yeah. Or not the Pacific. The
West.
The West.
Yeah.
So, you think Chicago is going to be... They could be as low as 5?
Five?
Because I'm assuming that the...
No, not that low.
Because the Pacific winner will be, at the very least, in the top 4 in points.
Man. Yeah. I mean, if I were to go safe, I would say Chicago 3rd.
Mm.
And then Dallas 1st wild card.
I see Dallas more as a wild card than...
Yeah.
Especially... You know what?
They have more question marks than Chicago. Chicago's safer. But they're similarly constructed.
They're very top-heavy with the forwards and the top D-men. The goaltending is a big difference because Crawford is just much better than Lehtinen and Niemi.
On the strength of that, I would take Chicago, probably.
I would, too. But but somehow Jim Neal magically does something to replace Niemi and Lehtinen.
It's not going to happen.
It's not, but if somehow he could, that would be a total game changer.
One guy that I've heard good things about, Matthias Janmark.
Matthias Janmark.
Keep an eye on that guy. But
you know what? I don't know. I think they will make the playoffs, but Dallas had 109 points last season.
I know.
I don't think they get 100 this year.
Really?
That's, do not get 100.
That's fair. It's going to come down to how good is Klingberg going to be? What can they get from their goalies? What's Ham Hughes going to bring? And can they repeat the magic up front? But I don't think it was like magic in the sense of like it was a flash in the pan. Like having those that top six is money for a couple of years at least.
Yeah. Oh, Tyler Seguin and Jamie Benn are going to keep doing that.
But and don't underestimate Spezza.
The amount of hair Lindy Ruff has ripped out of his skull because of his goaltending.
Yeah. I mean, but who knows with goaltending? Like, what if they have good seasons next year?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it could happen.
It could happen.
Niemi's capable of it.
Niemi is. 3 years ago, Lehtinen had, I think, a 9-1-9.
Like, their, so, the style they play does not lend itself to, like, defense.
No, not at all.
You know what? Central, I'm actually feeling pretty comfortable with this. I'm going Nashville, St. Louis, Chicago, Dallas.
Yeah.
Like, that. I'm going with that. I feel really comfortable with that.
Yeah, me too. It feels safe. And then...
And
the second wild card spot in the West, dude,
you love Winnipeg. I know you.
How
do.
Can I not?
And how could you not?
How can I not pick Winnipeg?
How could you not pick Winnipeg?
So what you're saying is Anaheim isn't going to make the playoffs.
I mean, that's kind of how it could shake out. Because think about it, number one and two is going to be San Jose, LA, in some order, and then Calgary, Edmonton. And Anaheim are going to have to duel it out for that third place. I think Anaheim is the best team of those three, but not so much better that I'm like, well, probably so much better than Calgary that I feel comfortable. But Edmonton scares me because of Connor McDavid. Only a little bit. But I still, like, if I'm going safe, if I'm going the route we went the Central, I still think Anaheim makes the playoffs. Like, they're not like the teams they have to beat out are just not nearly as good. So that last wild card spot, man. I'll say this. Okay, I'll make a prediction. The last wild card spot in the West will be a Canadian team.
Calgary?
Really?
It'll be a Canadian team.
You want it to be Edmonton or Winnipeg really bad, but maybe, it's going to be Calgary. It's going to be Calgary.
I'm saying it's a Canadian team.
I sounded surprised there, but I already predicted Calgary to finish third in the Pacific, so I don't know why I sounded surprised there.
Yeah.
A Canadian team will be the last wild card spot.
Like we said, you're already buried up to your neck in that sand.
Hey, I have the biggest grin on this beach.
Huge grin on this beach. It's the best grin.
Dude, what if Brian Elliott has like a Vezina season?
He could.
Bruh.
I don't think he will, but he could.
All he's done is been one of the best goaltenders for the last, like, 6 years.
Yeah.
And that's really all he's ever done.
And St. Louis wasted it.
I mean, they did what they could, but yeah.
They finally gave him a chance.
You mean in that sense. Yeah.
Oh, man, they should have gone with him over Ryan Miller.
I mean, Ryan Miller...
What did they trade for him?
To Ottawa?
Oh, Steve Ott.
Steve Ott.
To Buffalo.
It was to Buffalo. Oh, you're talking about Miller.
But yeah. Wait, so did he come back to St. Louis later?
Wait, who?
Ott.
He might have, yeah.
Yeah, he must have.
But damn.
Dude, everything that could have been for the Blues.
Dude, honestly, if I had to rank my order of, like, prediction for who I think gets the last wild card spot, I'd go Winnipeg, Calgary, Edmonton.
In that order of likelihood?
Likelihood, yeah.
So Minnesota's not making it.
Man, no, I forgot about them.
No, they're not.
Dude, look at their team.
Okay.
Look at their team and tell me that's not at, like a playoff team.
They have Mikko Koivu, who is a second line center at this point. But, they have Zach Parise. They have Eric Staal, who's done.
They have Hall of Famer.
At age 31.
He's not done.
At age 31.
He's not done.
We were just talking
about... He's getting 60 points next year.
We were just talking about...
Oh, my God. Stop.
He's getting 60 points. 55, maybe.
What? No. We were just...
You'll see.
We were just
talking... Bruce Boudreaux.
Oh, I forgot about Boudreaux.
He will top out at 50. Top out.
Nope.
Yeah. We were just talking about Elliott possibly having a Vezina season. Dubnyk, I think, is more capable of that.
Is any Pacific team going to make it outside of the first three? Out of these four teams, who do you like best to make it the playoffs? Winnipeg, Edmonton, Calgary, or Minnesota?
Winnipeg, Calgary, Edmonton, Minnesota. Well, I'm ruling out Minnesota right now.
Why?
Winnipeg.
I'm ruling out
Edmonton. Oh, you like, who do you like the best? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Laine is going to have a phenomenal season.
Yeah.
Ehlers is going to get better.
Yeah. They'll have their goaltending figured out.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, if Pavlik plays half the games...
Can we just agree on this? Colorado is finishing last in the Central.
They're nowhere near... No. No.
Can I say this?
Tyson Barry might not even be back next season.
Yeah. Truth.
Dude, I would love to see him change teams. Yeah. Dude, he is so much fun to watch.
Like go to Montreal.
That'd be fun. But, man, imagine him on Dallas. Oh, my God.
They're not trading him within the division.
I hate that concept.
But it would be great, though.
Man, dude, Tyson Barry and the Sharks instead of, like, Justin Braun.
Technically outside the division.
Yes.
Oh, that would be so fun.
Who's the team that could use Tyson Barry the most? Well, I guess Columbus or Vancouver, but yeah.
I'd like to see him on Tampa Bay.
Oof, that'd be fun.
I think Tampa can do... Their D is good.
They're making the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, but I think they could do better D-core wise.
It's going to be Tampa Bay.
Oh my God, Cedric turned to head tie.
Dude, I have no idea who's going to make the cup out of the West.
Can I just say that I think Minnesota will compete for a playoff spot. I just don't think they're that good.
A lot of it hinges...
Bruce Boudreaux, I mean...
Like, that's going to matter.
That's a huge factor. Yeah. He can definitely work wonders with that lineup.
Zucker?
So...
Zucker.
Minnesota, assuming that they didn't get worse...
Brodin?
Assuming they did not get worse. They had 87 points last season. I can easily see Boudreaux getting them up to at least 93.
I was going to say 92.
And then, but you got to factor in, they have some young guys who are going to get a lot better. Jared Spurgeon is already really good.
Mm.
He's going to get better. Matt Dumba, we'll see if he makes the team out of training camp, gets regular minutes.
Hall of Famer.
He could be really good. And then if they just get anything from like...
Granlund.
Howla could be a big find. I think Stahl gives them 50 to 60 points. Like, I feel pretty good saying that. Dude, this is a playoff team. Like, if it wasn't for this stupid fucking playoff system, they're a playoff team.
Yeah. 50 points for Stahl.
Hey, man, 25 and 25?
Yeah.
20 and 30.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Especially if he plays the Parisi.
Yeah. 20 and 30.
But, like, he's still serviceable. Like, he's still very serviceable.
Yeah, he is.
And for $3.5 million?
It's low risk, high reward.
Yes. Medium risk, maybe.
Yeah.
Not, like, low to medium, but yeah.
Just, his age blows my mind, how he's in such decrease, or such decline at 31.
Yeah, I just think it kind of sucks, because the era in which he scored 100 points, everyone was getting 100 points.
True.
So that kind of skews his value.
Mm. At the same time, it wasn't an accident, and I know that's not what you're saying.
It wasn't an accident, but it's like, that's the standard he's been held to his entire career.
Yeah.
And he hasn't come close since.
Yeah.
So, but man, Minnesota, like, but I just don't like Minnesota quite as much as I like, I don't like their upside quite as much as I like other teams.
Yeah. Like, you know? Like Winnipeg and.
I like Winnipeg's upside better. Like, it feels like they have more. Like, there's something about their game that just feels more explosive.
I was going to say that. I was going to use the exact word explosive.
Like, just talent. Like, Minnesota has a lot of things to like, but it just doesn't feel like they have that talent to compete. Like, if our fears were so real about Dallas, why couldn't Minnesota finish ahead of Dallas? You know what I mean?
Because Dallas's talent is better than Minnesota's.
Dallas is way more capable.
That's what I'm saying. Scoring. Talent matters. But yeah. Minnesota feels like if you just kind of think about it, Minnesota feels more well-rounded than Dallas. But that talent, just the top-end talent isn't there. And that's why I still bet on Anaheim to make it. Because as long as they have Getzlaf and Perry, as long as they have Raquel, who's going to get better, as long as they have that blue line.
And that's my argument.
It's hard to bet against them.
I don't think Getzlaf is... I think we're going to see more Getzlaf is going to be more comparable to what he did last year than in the previous season.
He's going
to
be better than last year.
They better hope so.
Dude, he shot like 3% last year.
His shooting percentage was awful. I have to think that we're not going to see those same kind of stupid drop passes. Like,
we might, but like... if we're talking production.
Yeah, we are.
The guy who I'm not worried about is Corey Perry. Like, that dude's going to score like 20-plus goals until he retires.
As long as he's healthy, he's fine.
Yeah. Man, he's so good. I was watching his goals the other night. I was like, holy crap.
I mean, if he could stay healthy, he's still a 40-goal guy. I'm saying that.
No one's arguing.
I still think he's a top pair defenseman on any team. Inside jokes, I'd be like,
if they can just get a winger to play with Raquel, like if just one guy from the AHL pans out, like if Nick Ritchie can just become something, Stefan Nosen, that would go a long way because then they can keep the third line intact. I would love to see Raquel with Silverberg, personally.
Right. If Silverberg pans out.
Dude, Silverberg was in the top 15 in shots on goal last season.
What's his shooting percentage?
Awful. Like, he's not a great...
Yeah, there you go.
He is not a great shooter, but the point is when he's out there, things are happening.
If you're not a great shooter, shooting percentage does... Or
shots on goal or shots on attempts.
If you have an awful shooting percentage, shots on goal does not matter.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is that when he's out there... He's getting the play shots, is
driving towards. Yeah. I know what you're hitting at.
No, I get.
Ultimately, it has to end in a goal.
But if you put him with the Ricard Raquel, I think he has a chance at 20, because Raquel's better than Ryan Kesler.
Yeah,
Ryan Kessler's not making any plays for anyone.
Yeah, say it with confidence. Say it. You shuddered for a second.
I know the Twitter reaction.
That wasn't about...
I know the Twitter Roddy.
Yeah, that was about Twitter backlash for sure.
Yeah. No, but...
Raquel is really good. I said that about like four guys.
I mean, he had 43 points last year playing all over the lineup, getting weird minutes.
Yeah.
20 goals, 23 assists. Played the wing sometimes. Like, he's going to be fantastic. I'm predicting like 25 goals from him next year. 25, 27 goals.
He's going to be fun to watch.
Oh yeah, he's already fun to watch.
Yeah, he's already a guy that's been on the highlight reels, so I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm not excited because I'm a Sharks fan, but like, as a hockey fan,
the West is so much more fun to talk about than the East.
I know. The East deflates me.
So did you already bring this up? Like how Reimer's probably insurance against the expansion draft.
That sounds like something Joe would say.
We have brought up in a... I think
who do you protect?
Between...
Reimer?
Between Luongo and Reimer?
Yeah.
Reimer. He's younger.
That's going to happen.
He's 27.
And Luongo will be the next... Dude, he loves poker, too.
And Luongo said this. I have an awful contract.
Yeah. Dude, he's going to be the goalie for the Las Vegas franchise.
Like, they might not lose... Assuming that Luongo does not retire at the end of this year... They might not lose either goalie if they protect one and leave the other unprotected.
Yeah, because if you're Vegas, which goalie are you going to nitpick from the crop? Who won't be protected?
I need to see his contract.
I need to see a list of all the goalies.
Man, but if I'm a Vegas team and I'm trying to like if I'm a Vegas team, I'm just trying to win some games to start. To sort of get some excitement around the team.
What a good fit Luongo would be, though.
Yeah, because he's still good. But, man, I don't know.
Still good and personable.
Yeah. Like, to grow your brand, he's definitely...
He'd be fantastic.
What's his contract?
Roberto Luongo's cap hit is 4.53 until 2022.
That's not terrible. I mean, the term sucks, but the actual money doesn't. I mean, for a goalie though,
an old goalie.
I mean, they're not gonna pick him because
he makes the same money as Antiniemi.
Okay, all right. Reimer signed with Florida because Luongo might stick around for two more years. He might.
I mean, he's 37.
Yeah. So Reimer's 3 years from now is going to be the starting goalie. So he either thinks that Luongo, he either knows Luongo is going to retire or they're not going to protect him.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that expansion draft had so much to do with Reimer's decision now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Reimer's in the prime of his career right now. He's 27 or 28.
Dude, he was one of the best goalies last year.
He's going to split time with Luongo this season.
But that's fine. Like, that doesn't matter.
He was great on a good team and a bad team.
That move has to be about 2017, 2018.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Which is pretty smart.
Yeah.
Because they don't have anyone in the pipeline. They traded Markstrom to get Luongo.
Luongo had a great season last year.
He did, but you can't imagine that he has too many of those left, if any.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, not at age 37 or 38. There's no way.
Red O'Bear, their third goalie is Red O'Bear. He's making $1.45 million.
That's a waste of money.
It is.
That's a huge waste of money.
I mean, he's only on the books for one more year, then he becomes a UFA.
Then again, Jonathan Bernier is at 4.15.
Jonathan Bernier. Oh, no.
Why?
I don't understand.
What are the Ducks doing?
Why did they do that?
I mean, this is the last season of Bob Murray. Has to be. Because they're going to make the playoffs and then lose in the first round. Maybe the second round. You know what? You know what's going to happen? They're going to make the playoffs. And they're going to lose in seven games to LA.
Because why not? It always goes that way.
No, like seriously, think about it. In a seven-game series right now with the Ducks and Kings, the Ducks have just enough to keep it interesting, but ultimately not pull it out.
So what that statement, the subtext of that statement is San Jose wins the division, LA finishes second, Anaheim finishes third.
Yeah.
All
right.
I mean, Anaheim could finish. I could see them finishing second.
They're not finishing second.
Only because I don't have that much faith in LA.
I have more faith in them than in Anaheim.
Think about it. Quick is going to play a lot of games, and then they have Jeff Zatkoff.
Who is not good.
Who is officially the first backup he's had who's not better than him.
Mm. Man, a lot of love for Jonas Enroth right now.
Man.
That's what I heard you say.
Anderson Enroth or Bernier Gibson?
Who you got?
Anderson Enroth, of course.
You have Anderson Enroth.
Right now. You know, down the line, Gibson could make us all make me look foolish.
I like how you said Anderson Enroth and Bernier Gibson.
Did I do that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh.
I'm all in on John Gibson.
I like him.
I'm all in.
I don't love him yet.
I'm all in.
Like, you have to take him out to dinner first.
I just, there are things about him that still kind of confuse me. Like, his numbers are good, sometimes really good. Stylistically, you watch him and he's not, there's nothing about him that's so spectacular besides the fact that I guess, like, he knew the splits and, like, he's just not a cerebral puck handler. He drops a lot of pucks, like a lot. Mm. All that being said, though, like he has the demeanor to be really good. It's just, will it happen? I don't know. It's so tough to predict with goalies.
I like him style, though. I like his style of play.
I like Anderson's better.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Anderson looks like a better version of Antiniemi.
No. No. No.
I don't know. I'm
Gnar.
No.
No.
Gnar.
I mean,
no.
Let me get this straight. I like him in every lifetime, a million times over, way better than Niemi.
Yeah, but, I mean, no, I get what you're saying.
But you see what I...
It's just that Anderson doesn't look like the hunchback of Notre Dame when he's playing goalie. That's all I'm saying.
He looks more clunky, though. I think Gibson is smoother. I do.
I think if they're both clunky, if we're going to go there.
Really?
Yeah.
I still think he's a top pair defenseman on a team.
So he's not Shea Weber.
It's my favorite thing to say.
Who's winning the Stanley Cup next year? We'll end the show here.
The Sharks.
Could be.
We haven't said a bad thing about them.
I know where my vote is going.
You're all in on Nashville.
What's your vote?
I mean, I picked San Jose to be out in round one, so I...
To losing to who?
No.
Winnipeg?
No, back in the... In the postseason that just happened.
Oh, okay.
So I'm saying that whatever I say doesn't matter.
Okay.
Man.
Don't do that.
Do what?
Say that whatever you say doesn't matter.
Everything I say matters.
We're trying to say that we're trying to sell that what we say matters.
Everything I say matters, and I'm always right. We collectively, all three of us, are always right.
What's your vote?
San Jose.
So Sharks. Give me the Tampa Bay Lightning.
I can see it.
Give them to me. It's not going to be a team from the West because they're all going to kill each other by the time. Like, dude, that's why I don't totally disagree with the Sharks pick, only because they're just going to sleepwalk through the first two rounds, have to actually play the third round, and then, like, Stanley Cup final.
I don't think they're sleepwalking. I think the first two rounds are going to be brutal.
You can't, as a fan, allow yourself to be so indulgent. I get it.
They're going to play Chicago in the first round because Chicago's going to be the wild card team.
Dude, if the Sharks played Chicago in the first round right now, what would be your prediction?
Sharks.
No, in how many games? Oh, we already said this, didn't we? Earlier, off the air.
Did we?
I said Sharks in six right now if they play Chicago.
I agree.
Seven.
Generous, but yeah, we agree that the Sharks would win.
Yeah, I agree.
Mikhail Bodker would just outspeed everyone. He's getting paid $4 million, but anyway,
I still don't know why you're harping on that contract.
I just don't love it.
Need addressed. That's it.
Hey man, Montreal needed more grit. They got it. Sorry, it's not fair to compare to the stupidest team in the league.
How's that grit going to serve you on the 18th green?
God. They might make the playoffs. I don't know. I'm higher on Ottawa right now than I am on Montreal.
Montreal is not making the playoffs.
Yeah, but they have Carey Price.
Yeah,
they do.
Like
that. They're going to lose a lot of 3-2 games.
In overtime.
The thing is, like, in the East, what they have is enough. It's enough.
Yeah.
They've done it.
Who's the real competition in the East? Pittsburgh and Tampa.
Like, Washington. In that Atlantic division. Three teams. Tampa's getting first. Florida, like, I still don't know really where to put them. But I mean, like, it all depends where Yager.
So the real question, do you have Montreal finishing ahead of Boston?
Yeah. Oh, that's for sure. There's nothing to like about Boston.
So do you have them finishing ahead of Detroit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Detroit's not making the playoffs. That stupid streak of theirs is ending.
Everyone is going to finish ahead of them.
Yeah.
I can count the number of things that I like about the Wings on one hand, and I've tried to find things.
Athanasiou. Yurko, Tatar, Larkin.
I like Mrazek.
Brendan Smith? I don't know. Yeah.
No, I like Mrazek, yeah. And even though Nyquist had a down year, he's really good with
the puck. I'm still picking Detroit over Montreal.
What? I'm insulted.
Hey, until they kill that two-headed Hydra.
How dare you?
Until they lop off both the heads of Therrien.
that's mean. Oh, no. We just lost him from the podcast.
That's messed up.
Felix.
That's messed up. No, I get it. But the thing is, they have Carey Price. Carey Price is the best player on Detroit. Okay. Look, they have Carey Price, Markov, Weber. It doesn't matter. Montreal's better than Detroit. I don't know why I'm even humoring that.
Because they're not.
You're trolling me. What are they better at? What is Detroit better at than Montreal?
We don't even know in the National Hockey League.
We don't even know if Jeff Blashill is a good coach.
We know Michel Therrien is not.
Hey, man, they've made the conference final. They've made the conference final with
him. What, do they buy tickets?
That's what I'm saying. Carey Price.
Solid chirp.
Carey Price.
Carey Price.
Oh, man, he's going to overexert himself and require a groin replacement.
Hey, he just took a year off, so he's good to go.
He was injured for a lot of that year.
He played 12 games.
Was really, really good in those 12 games.
He only played 12 games?
Yeah.
But, oh my God.
He played in like 9. No, he played in like 10.
If those weren't the best 10 games ever, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. He
played amazing. So, he's going to be back next year fully healthy, rested. They still have enough up front.
Like, is he on Team Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not going to be healthy.
Hot take.
Why are you wishing bad health on Carey Price?
He's not wishing bad health. He's predicting bad
health. I love Carey Price. He is going to have to overexert himself for Montreal to even sniff the playoffs.
I mean, that's the only reason they've made the playoffs in the past few years, because of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I said, he's going to overexert, and he's not going to be there.
But the thing is, I don't think...
i.e. last year.
I don't think they're going to struggle to score goals as much as they did last year. They had some really luck, like especially, you know, shooting percentage. It just totally dried up for them. I don't think Pacioretty is going to struggle as much. Because I think Galchenyuk's going to get more minutes. I actually like their top six this year better than I did last year.
Yeah, because it wasn't spread out. It's not going to be spread out this year like it was last
year. Well, last year they had freaking Alex Semin on the second line.
Yeah.
Like, Radulov is going to be good.
Yeah, he will be good.
Like, Plekanec, Radulov, and then I don't know who they're going to put on the left there.
55 points for Radulov.
So,
could be.
They lost Subban partly because they didn't like his off-ice demeanor, and they brought in Alex Radulov.
I mean, I can't justify any of that. I'm not going to try to. In fact, I agree. It's incomprehensible.
Face-palming so hard.
The Habs will make the playoffs.
No.
I'm not saying they're going to...
Make it this year?
I'm not saying that they're going to parade in. They're probably going to limp in.
Into the wild card,
but there's still too much to like on their team over other teams. Like Detroit, dude, are you serious with Detroit? Are you trolling me?
Over Montreal, I am serious.
What? Yep, Pavel Datsyuk plays for the Coyotes now.
Hey, if Carey Price plays 82 games, I will pick Montreal.
Hey, he doesn't even play 82. Al Montoya, great backup.
You say that.
He is.
I'm serious. He is. Look up the numbers.
Very good backup.
Yeah. Look, say what you want, Montreal. I'm not going to disagree. They do a lot of stupid stuff. But unfortunately, they still have enough talent to make the playoffs.
I'm saying a thing right now. Detroit's not making it. I'm with you.
Detroit's not even close.
I'm not. I am not saying Detroit's going to make it. I'm saying they're finishing ahead of Montreal.
Okay.
No.
So you have neither making it.
No.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Top three in the Atlantic, or sorry, in the Metro is going to be Pittsburgh, Washington, Pittsburgh, Philly.
Philly over the Rangers?
Oh.
And the Islanders?
I have Philly over the Rangers, not over the Islanders.
Oh, I would say Washington, Pittsburgh, Islanders, and then... after that, Philly, and then Rangers.
Yeah.
You know zero faith in the Rangers.
You know what?
Zero.
I think Pittsburgh's winning that division.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
It's going to be close, because Washington's just... they're just so good in the regular season.
And why? Because I believe in Mike Sullivan.
I do, too. But I also believe in Ovechkin blasting in, like, 30 goals from the left side.
Do we think... Not to talk about the Rangers too much because it's not
relevant,
fun, or worth talking about, but can Lundqvist do what Price is going to have to do for Montreal?
No.
I'm not saying that it would be enough to will them into the playoffs, but can he will them into the conversation?
Yeah, I think so.
To the playoff conversation?
I mean, the Rangers are going to be not finishing any lower than 10th.
Into the wild card conversation. Felix, let's be real.
They're not, like, they might not make the playoffs.
No, they might not, but...
Oh, I agree with you, but I'm just saying, can he get them not into the
He might do, but he's getting old, man.
I mean, he was really good last year.
He was, but he was at like 920. Like, he's not even that amazing anymore.
But they asked so much of him.
And it's going to be the same, and he's going to be a year older. It's like, I don't know.
We're all agreed they're not making it. It's just...
They could. Like, they could. It's the East. They still could.
Yeah, but
it's,
they're not.
It's just like...
It's like
Philly, like, at this point right now... Oh, man.
Philly's tough.
Who would you rather have, Steve Mason or Henrik Lundqvist?
Lundqvist, of course. Yeah.
It's closer than you think.
No.
It's closer than you think.
In your head, it is.
You'll see. I will bet right now that Steve Mason will have a better save percentage than Henrik Lundqvist next year.
Not on dump-ins from the
red line. He did last year.
No one is going to say, though, that Lundqvist had a worse season last year than Mason. No one's going to say
maybe in
that.
One game I would take Lundqvist over Mason, but right if I had to pick right now moving forward, I take Mason over Lundqvist.
The Rangers rode Lundqvist so hard, I'm surprised he had any energy to get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, they needed him to be great that much all season, and he was for a long time.
Yeah, but those days are gone.
I'd rather have Michael Neuvirth start than Steve Mason.
No.
Yeah.
He had
get out of my face.
He had three good games in the playoffs. That doesn't mean he's the better goalie.
Yo, Michael Neuvirth had one of the best save... Yo, shout out to Taylor Swift. You know, just let me interrupt right here. But Michael Neuvirth had one of the greatest save percentages of the 2015-2016 season. All right.
I'm taking Philly... over...
I'm going to let you finish.
I'm taking Philly over New York Rangers.
I'm going to let you finish, but Michael Neuvirth...
I hate talking about the East.
I do too. I'm not into it.
It's not fun. It really isn't. I mean, like, it's fun because I'm talking about hockey, but, like... Like, there's such a... It's like there's two really good teams. There's one really good team who's kind of questionable, and then there's everyone else.
It sounds exactly like basketball.
Like, there's the Penguins and the Lightning, who are unquestionably... great. Then there's the Washington Capitals, who
are the Bulls.
Yeah, of like 2011, like 2012. But yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's
The Thunder.
Then there's like the pile.
Yeah. It's not fun. I like the West a lot. It's fun.
Because the West, it's like real teams. Everyone has a chance to make the Cup final.
Yeah. And they're really good.
Yeah.
It's not like they have a chance by default. They're just really good.
Yeah. Like, man. Like, Edmonton will make the playoffs in the East.
They could.
Yeah.
They very well could. Even with that blue line.
Even with that blue line. Like, that, they would just tear everyone up with that, with their forward group.
Yeah. That forward group is going to be so fun.
See, that's the team that should be lobbying for, like, realignment. Edmonton.
Or just move to Quebec.
Yeah.
Or just, like... undo the Taylor Hall Adam Larson trade, or maybe undo the Gretzky trade. I don't know.
Or the Pichirelli signing.
Tom DeClone signing.
He's not the problem.
Great coach. Great coach.
Barbs being thrown.
He's been great for Connor McDavid's career so far.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I need to go to bed.
All right. Yeah. Don't forget to rate and review or whatever. Bye.